The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, hey, I'm Matt Man.
I'm Nine.
And this is After Hours. You all right?
Yeah, sorry. I'm just moving in the chair.
You want to start over? Are you good?
I'm good.
Okay, and this is After Hours.
With the Rise Guys.
This is the 430th podcast we've recorded today.
It is.
Nah, it's not really.
No, it ain't.
But close.
We ain't done that many yet, but we're close.
Yeah. I'm right now, you can't see me again. I just don't have my camera turned on, not for any particular reason, but I'm laid back. You know the way Fatboy sits in the studio when he doesn't have to hit a lot of buttons?
Oh yeah.
I'm in that position right now.
Oh man, I love that position, but then when I go to sit up, my back's all bad.
Right. I know. I'm sitting here thinking, so if you will, baby. And not for any kind of I'm not trying to turn you on while you're listening right now, but you too, Nine. But if I'm laid back in that chair and I've got like my leg there, I never am good at keeping my knees squared up with my shoulders.
Never.
So I'm pigeon-toed with my knees, if that makes sense.
My belly gets in the way of that.
Yeah. And I'm sitting and I was like, this right here is one of my top three sex positions.
Is it now? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it is. Mm-hmm. Like, it's depending on the passion level, it may be the only, but I enjoy it because there's minimal effort.
Yeah.
But also, I'm really good at bouncing my knees, and that adds to that lack of being able to do the up under thrust.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I can see that. Yeah.
Like, this is going to be a weird question. I don't know that we've ever covered this ever. Do you have a favorite sex position, Nine?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
It involves the couch. It involves a sofa.
Okay.
The sofa
It doesn't involve one of the couch cushions, does it?
No. It just involves a particular real good angle that you get with a sofa.
Oh, I know that one. Mm-hmm. Are you both standing?
No, man. It's like I have one knee on the couch cushion and then my left leg on my left foot's on the floor.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's a great position.
Yeah, but does that see I've done that before. I like moving around during it. Like if I was about to say, if it finishes in one particular position, the passion level was incredible. I like to
that's true.
I like to move around and do all that, but that one right there, I like to change legs, and you can't because you got to go the opposite direction.
Yeah, go completely on the other end of the couch there. Yeah, to do that.
Nope.
But you also like, you know, you a lot of times you start on the couch and wind up in another room.
Oh man, that's the worst. What's worse?
No, that's
though,
good.
Is, yeah, but no, when you forget you have the ceiling fan on, and she catches it in the head. That's crazy. That's also a fun one, but won't last an entire long of amount when you're holding her. She's facing you. You're holding her in the air. That right there is good, but that's one that like you got to help too.
Oh yeah. Well, see that I can't do that with my surgically repaired back.
Oh well, look,
that one's out of the question for me.
I don't know if this one, I don't know if
I would require a swing.
Yeah.
Because I'm missing parts of my spine.
Oh man.
Yeah. And not me in the swing. She'd be in the swing, not me.
I'm staring at him right now in a jar. He gave him to me for my birthday last year. He's like, what can I give you? I was like, I think you're spineless. He's like, bullshit. Here's proof.
Here's parts of it.
Yeah, so I thank you for that.
You will.
Such a conversation starter.
Ain't it, though?
Did you hear what I said? Conversation starter.
You know what was a good conversation starter somebody gave me one time? We'll come back to sex in a minute. But those two girls that used to come hang out, Jenny and Kristen.
Oh, yeah.
They took that trip to Laos and various landlocked Asian countries.
Yeah.
Like Cambodia and Laos and over there. And they brought back that jar of snake whiskey where it's a little bottle of whiskey with a little cobra inside it.
Little baby cobra.
Yeah, a little baby cobra was in the bottle. It was dead.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if it wasn't, it got cirrhosis, I'm sure.
Did
they have livers? Do snakes have livers?
I think so.
Yeah. Well,
I'm not. You want me to look? I'm not positive about that.
No, absolutely not.
I can look. I'm gonna look. I'm curious. Now I'm curious. I gotta know.
No, I don't care.
You ask the question. I gotta know the answer.
I do not care. I mean,
I do.
You can't see their buttholes either, but I know they're there. They're just hidden under one of those cool, like, you know, scales or whatever that would be called.
It's a vent.
What is their butthole?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's like both are in the same little vent hole.
Both what? Like their urination area?
Yeah.
Ah, God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have livers.
Really?
Yep.
That's so... It's why, I mean, it's just crazy.
Yeah, it is. Snakes pretty much have all the organs we have. I just wasn't sure they had liver, so I wanted to make positive.
No, it really leads to the whole reptilian thing. I mean, it really does.
What do you think, reptilian people have a vent with both of them in there?
Yeah, I do.
But they do. They have to. Reptiles do that, so they definitely do.
You notice reptilians never moon people.
No, they can't.
They don't do it.
Mm-mm.
They do not do it.
The mooning's a thing that is sadly a lost art nowadays. Because nowadays you go to jail for it. Why put a list about it?
You know, okay, so here's a good question. And I'm not going to do the obvious one. That is, why if the crack is covered by a piece of fabric, that's not a mooning or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I think the big thing is, we maybe reflected on this on one of these shows, some show we're doing, like if you moon someone, let's say you do the old thing where you'd put your ass out the window and drive by somebody's house, honk the horn, they'd come to the door, and then your ass is out. What if the kid also walked out? Is that the same as being an offender of sex? Mooning?
I don't know if it gets any kind of. I don't know. It just seems like it used to be in the world that if somebody got mooned, they weren't trying to call the law about it. Now they are.
Yeah. Let's us, you, nine, me, those of you listening, let's bring that trend back.
What, not calling the law?
No, mooning.
Oh, well, first we got to bring back not calling the law.
Okay, so let's start with that. But not for everything, though.
Well, I'm sometimes not talking you call them, but a lot of times, you don't have to.
Yeah, but there's some old boy or some old girl whose job is to answer the mooning calls, and if those stop, that person will be forced to get unemployment or work for Amazon. And
just because it's a Friday night out in the country and you see two dudes in a fist fight, don't mean you got to call the cops.
I saw more diversity with that. I'd like to see some women moon.
Yeah, yeah.
It's always old crazy college dudes.
Yeah, it should be more women mooning. But that's the thing; people want to see that. Part of mooning is showing them an ass they don't want to look at.
It's exactly right. There's not like lady, what is it called? Gosh, what is it? They open up the jacket.
Oh, lady flashers.
There's no
lady. Yeah, because it would be welcomed.
Yeah, people would jump around her and not go, oh my God.
Even ladies who are into it are on OnlyFans, like flashing in the grocery store, making money off of it. Yes.
Oh my God, dude.
You've seen those kind of videos where it's some girl out in public showing her stuff off. Yeah, that's the lady flasher. She just happens to be making money at it.
And that, God, you're right. It all started with Morgana, the kissing bandit.
It did.
She got jobs. People would then hire her. She became a heckler, and then she ended up becoming an attraction. She had huge titties, and she would come out and kiss the pitcher.
Yep, that's what she did.
Yeah. Many
a weird thing, man.
Yeah. Well, I can identify with both of them.
Well, yeah, it's a weird thing that a man who wants to do that has to, like, go in the mall parking lot in a trench coat, but a woman who wants to do it gets paid to do it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's why there's not a equal amount of – see, it's kind of – this is going to be tough for people coming to this country or trying to learn English or whatever. One would think that a gentleman's club would be where the male strippers are. A gentleman's club. Oh, that's where we're going to see some
working. Yeah,
but see, women are great with their deviancy of their sexuality. Guys are just too blunt with it. We want to go to a titty bar. We want to. Some do. I'm not a fan. They. But there's not a Chippendales in every town. There's not a ladies' club. I guess is what it would be called. Which, you know, I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah,
why don't we drive on a driveway and park on a parkway, or vice versa. You know, it makes no sense at all.
I know, man. A lot of things in life don't make sense to me.
No, it doesn't.
And the older I get, the less it does.
Yeah, but I'd love to see what that, like, on OnlyFans, like, what is there? Maybe like 10% dudes that are like performers. I'm not talking about the couples or thruples or any of that, but just like dudes that are sitting there just roughing.
It's less than 10%, and it's probably way less than that if you look at who's making money at it.
That's true.
Like, you got to think about, is there any dudes in like the top 500 OnlyFans creators?
I mean, I don't know. I don't want to Google that. I don't. I'm afraid of the ads I would get on Instagram if I Google them. It's so weird that way that still happens, and you are like, whoa, man, that's so crazy. That happened with you and I the other day, Nine. We were talking about something.
Your mic's going a little digital, just letting you know.
Okay, what about now?
You're fine now, yeah. Okay, yeah, we were talking about something.
We were talking about something, all like not in the same room with the computer. We go back to the room. I get on the computer. There's an ad for exactly what we were just talking about. And it wasn't a trendy thing. It was just something out of the blue.
Yeah.
As you know, that always is still like, whoa, that's just weird.
Yeah, I don't see how that happens. The only way that can happen is that everything's lying to us about what it's doing.
Oh, the Matrix.
Mm-hmm. But in that case, too, like when it's like we're not even in the same room, how does it pick it up? We're not in the same room. They can't know.
It can read our minds.
It has to be.
Mm. I'm going to think like bad things about privacy rights. Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Your mic's a little off again.
Let's see how you moved yet.
I know. Don't worry. I was watching a really popular wrestling podcast earlier, and the one guy had to tell Eric Bischoff, I'll tell you who it was, hey, Eric, move a little closer to your microphone, buddy.
Oh, thanks, Connie.
Yeah. So, I mean, it just happens, you know?
That's a guy who, you want to talk about what we do, and who knows the taping schedule or whatever, and I don't mind mentioning it because, I mean, he's a hustler. He's like Conrad Thompson.
Yeah.
He's the co-host of, like, I feel like, I don't know the percentage, a crap ton of wrestlers and wrestling-associated people's podcasts.
Yeah, he
and
is.
He's on them all, and his energy level's always perfect, and does it ever seem tired, although he looks as he should be always tired?
Yeah, because he runs a mortgage company, too.
And that. But, his wife's workout partner, I understand.
I don't know about that one.
She's ripped.
She is. But I think part of it is that he gets excited. I mean, it'd be easy to get excited. Okay, we're going to talk about wrestling with Jeff Jarrett and Eric Bischoff today.
But every week, I don't know. Good for him. I'm just saying, like, I've been talking with you for 4 straight hours, and now, you know, couple hours and I'm like, you know, like if we're in a car, like a long car ride, like this is that time where we both would be like sitting in silence for a little while.
Yeah, you don't have to talk the whole time. You can't keep it up forever.
Yeah,
sometimes you got to take breaks for your own well-being. Like, yeah, my brain's a little fried now.
Plus, we're not driving down the road for things to like, oh, do you see that? That's a, that's like Abraham Lincoln's home that he allegedly grew up in. That's
yeah. Cool. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, we took it. We're going back toward the house. We're going the wrong direction. Damn it.
let me spin this back around on you. Now that we're thinking about Conrad.
We're way off topic.
Do you have a least favorite sex position? Is there any such thing?
Well, I was going to say my initial.
Besides the obvious jokes.
Okay, thank you. I was going. I appreciate it. Dude, the one we've talked about before. I haven't tried it. You know, the one where it's like the it's not a domination thing, but you know the one where the guy looks like, you know, he's getting his diaper changed, but she's sitting on top of him. Like
that's weird, man. Freaking,
I don't. Oh man, I don't know. My knees go all the way back past my head.
Yeah, luckily I don't know if either one of us can get in that position at all. That just is out of the question, I think.
I can verify that. My least favorite. I would say probably least. I mean, just plain old traditional missionary. But
you don't like it.
I'm cool with it where there's like leg movement or the legs are pulled together or. You know, you're doing like the splits on my body with your legs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The hell on this one. I'm sorry.
I'm going to say all that again then. How about now? Is it good?
That sounded better, yeah.
Oh, so missionary position.
Now it's out again.
This is the Lord's not want me to say this.
No.
What about now?
Now it's all right.
Okay, I'm not moving at all. My least favorite sexual position is missionary standard. I like the ones where leg movement is going on, like, you know, doing like cheerleader leg movement. Maybe she's doing the splits on my body. Mm-hmm. Or I'm standing up and she's on the bed. I thought that's what you were going to say earlier about the couch, the arm of the couch is quite functional.
Oh, it's good for that too. Yeah. There's many uses of the arm of the couch. Yeah.
What about yours?
My arm?
How's your arm doing?
Oh, my arm's not working that great.
No. Oh, your least favorite sex position. Oh, I think okay. I know what yours is going to be, and I totally understand why.
I asked you the question. I think you'd have an answer. I don't know if I have one. I don't know what it would be.
I thought you were going to say if, like, she used a strap-on on you.
Well, yeah. But I thought that went into the obvious that we wouldn't like. I'm not into that.
Yeah. I don't know. It all depends on. Here's the thing: if she likes a particular thing,
you do too.
Yes, there you go.
Yeah,
there
you go. Yeah. In a Camaro was difficult though.
Wow.
Yeah, in a Camaro was my least favorite, just because it was physically not easy to do.
Okay. Well, I know it was your wife; otherwise, you wouldn't have mentioned that.
No, never.
Okay, good. Yeah, I don't. Backseat car sex is great.
Mm-hmm.
Not front seat. Not. I mean, I'm tall. I mean, hell, like for real. Front seat sex is not good. Backseat is. There's just plenty of room.
Now you make me think of Mallrats, or the constant joke is what, like the back of a Volkswagen for an uncomfortable place to have sex.
I can't imagine.
But the joke is it's the butt.
Hey.
But the punchline is always what? Like the back of a Volkswagen?
My God. God bless. I could tell you something right now that would disturb you, but we're on a podcast, so I'm not going to do it. Not anything, illegal or anything like that, but like, you know, I feel like an athlete that was at his prime and hasn't picked up the bat in some time.
Did you once have sex in the back of Volkswagen? Is that what it is?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying I once had sex.
Oh, okay.
I'm at that stage where I pick and choose.
That's good, though.
That's not to say that I was at an age where I didn't, but, you know, it's, I know on the other show when, like, sex stuff comes up, like, I don't say much of anything. Because, you know, if I do, I'm like talking in the past tense about all that, which obviously I wouldn't be having sex right then, but
that's true. It'd be weird.
Yeah.
But you have done it, so you're qualified to talk about it.
I know. It's just a sore subject.
Mm-hmm.
Not my penis. It's not sore.
Oh, well, that's good. Well, no, it'd be sore if you're using it more.
Aha. And that's not a plea for anything.
Yeah.
I promise you. Matter of fact, if a woman approached me like, hey, I heard you talking about that. You want to do it? That's too domineering.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. You don't appreciate a bold woman?
Not in that, no.
Not that bold. Too bold.
No. Absolutely not.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's.
Your microphone's out again.
Oh, that's probably good then.
I don't think so. What were you about to say? Something you might regret?
I was going to say I'm going to retire this microphone after this show. I'm going to go outside, get a 12 gauge on it. Actually, I'll take it to the farm and do it. I shouldn't do it here.
Yeah, do it at the farm. Do it at the farm. Don't do it where you live. You can get away with it fine at the farm.
Right here, it's like one of the old school HOAs. Like, there's not an HOA, but like people will talk shit.
Yeah, there's old neighbors. That is an HOA.
It's like some of these people still are Crime Stoppers. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Like I don't have an HOA out here, but I got old people live behind me.
And you know what? I'm cool with that. Most of those people are, you know, NRA members as well. If that says anything to you.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure mine are, but I also know that they didn't like me as soon as I moved in.
Yeah. They're NRA, ARP, all those and more.
My neighbors, I think, didn't immediately like me because this used to be family land of the family that still lives behind me. Mm. And the family member who lived here passed away. And then I bought the place and they didn't get a cut of that. And I think they probably feel like they should have.
Oh, goodness gracious.
So they hate me because of that. They hate me for something I had absolutely nothing to do with.
You think they sent the bull over there that time to mess with you?
No, he came from down the road.
Okay. Yeah. I'm glad you didn't mess with it, because then you would have got the horns.
Hey, yeah, man. I've been told all my life, you mess with the bull, you get the horns. I'm like, I don't want the horns.
I don't want the horns.
I don't want to mess with the bull then.
No. You know, that's an awful thing that people do is the removal. Like sometimes when you see horns, like bull horns or, you know,
like Paul Sog's car.
Yeah, or any of those. I mean, some of them are obviously fake, but a lot of them were not taken from dead animals. And that is like something that like rips my heart out. I didn't realize it existed until recently.
Yeah, like, you know, but that's something you find out more about later on. Like, for a long time, people didn't seem aware how bad the ivory trade was or like where it came from.
Or declawing dogs and cats.
Yeah.
You know, the whole thing of, well, they don't need it for a defense mechanism. Well, maybe their freaking back itches. I see a cat scratching the hell out of themselves. You imagine they can't do that anymore?
Yeah. Imagine you take the, like, well, people don't, I've never known anybody to take the back claws from a cat, just the front ones. But even then, you, like, we came around and you don't do that anymore. It used to be a pretty accepted thing. Now you don't do that no more, no.
Because people saw, like, how far the nail of a cat and a dog, I think a cat's actually worse, how deep it goes into the arm.
Well, they said it was like cutting off your human finger at the first knuckle.
Human?
Yep.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah,
it's very cruel. But I was at an auction. I saw a cow that looked like, the best way to describe it is it drove around with Nick Hogan a lot.
Oh, no.
It was not a good scene. And I was like, good gosh, what happened there? And it's like, it's somebody, whatever the procedure is called. I just call it cutting the horns off. It's awful. Just awful.
That's what I'd call it too, cutting the horns off. That seems cruel.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody might email it, right? They don't fail it. It don't hurt, but it still seems messed up to do.
Yeah. That's like saying, yeah, neither do the Native Americans. It's the same thing, scalping them.
It's also like, if you take a dog and shave it, like that really messes with the dog. That really messes up the dog psychologically if you shave a dog.
If they were used to having long hair?
Yeah, you take their whole coat away from it, really messes them up. And I'll say this, and I'm not trying to draw a comparison, it's just something that happens.
Uh-oh.
Think about the effect, like think about this dog, his entire body covered in hair, and you shave it all off. And then think about women you've known who went and got a haircut when they had really long hair that they'd grown for years and they got it cut off short. It's an emotional experience for them.
Yeah. Especially, what if there's really something to that, like women having strength in their long hair? Like, what if that was not just an old wives' tale or parable or anecdote or whatever?
Man, your microphone is not good on this one.
I hate this.
I do too. Because we can't hear ourselves in our headphones. So we don't know. Matt doesn't know unless I tell him.
Well, should we end it there?
I think we can. I mean, we've done a full episode. I think we just wrap it up here, and then we'll come back next time with hopefully a new microphone.
I'm going to order it and bill the HR department.
Do that, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we got a card you can use.
I am Matt, man.
I'm 9.
This has been After Hours.
With the Rise Guys.
It ain't really messed up, is it?
Not now. It's fine now.
We'll see you next time.
Thanks, man. Yeah.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with 2 sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.